survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Feud, where two excited families are playing for a shot at some big money tonight. You know what? They're going to have a lot of fun along the way as well. So let's meet them right now. Our carryover champs here for their fourth night from New South Wales, the Petrocito family. It's like I need a pronunciation lesson every time, Annette. How do you say it?
Petrocito.
Petrocito. Beautiful. And who's on board? Remind Australia.
Yes, sure. I've got my sisters Tina, Laura and Lisa.
Great to have you back. And ready to take them on from Victoria, the Prawns family. Chris, good to see you. Good to have you here. Who have you brought with you?
I've got my husband, Erin, my daughter, Kamaya, and my son-in-law, Matt.
Beautiful. Good to see you guys. Right, ready? Team Dabblers, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. What's something you miss about Australia when you're on a holiday overseas? Annette.
Vegemite.
Vegemite. What's something you miss about Australia when you're on a holiday overseas?
The kangaroos.
You miss... I just miss Skippy. Oh. Vegemite has it, Annette, pass or play?
We'll play.
Something you miss about Australia when you're on an overseas holiday?
The beaches.
You miss our beautiful golden beaches. Good job. You travelled a bit overseas, Laura?
Actually, no.
No?
That's
would you like to?
Department.
Where would you go?
I've been to a few places, but where would I go? I'd love to go to Vietnam.
Oh, that's lovely. It's not that far either, but beautiful cultural experience, and you're already starting to clean out our bank here, so you might be able to make that holiday possible.
Possibly.
What's something you miss about Australia when you're on a holiday overseas?
Maybe the crazy traffic.
You miss the traffic. I can't wait to get home because these wide-open roads, these empty, safe roads, aren't just doing it for me. How about you?
Could you miss the weather?
I reckon you probably could. Let's try that. Annette.
I miss home.
You just miss being at home. That's a good answer. Let's see if it's on the board. Yes. What's something you miss about Australia when you're on a holiday overseas?
Family.
You miss family. Not bad. Good work. Laura.
Same kind of thing, maybe your friends.
You might miss your friends if you're overseas. Second strike here, so poor family, get set for the steal, have a think of an option or two. Lisa.
What if you're addicted to TV and you miss your TV shows?
I'm Let's overseas, I'm in New York, I'm having the time of my life.
To watch God damn it,
I wish I could watch Family Feud.
Could happen.
Let's try it. Three strikes. Power family, welcome to the game. Matthew. Pitts. Yeah. Kamaya.
Steve. Yeah.
Have I got that right?
Yes, you
yes.
did.
Erin.
We've got the most comfortable bid.
Yeah, of course. You also choose captain, one of those options or your own, up to you.
I do. I have travelled to some countries and I don't like eating it, so I'm going to say I miss my food.
You miss the food
yes.
of home.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get you guys some opening points tonight with food. Great start. 60 points. Remaining answers 8. Coffee around the world, everywhere, pretty much everywhere. 60 points is the opening balance for the Pyle family. Congratulations, nice job. If one of these families win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this. Name something that might become beached on the shore. The answer when we come back on The Feud. time, before the break, I asked, name something that might become beached on the shore. The top answer was...
whale!
Did you get it? Nice one, if you did. Well done to you two. Tina, Aaron, let's play. We have an excited audience tonight. It's a fun night tonight. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a noisy bird. Aaron.
Kookaburra.
Kookaburra.
Yes.
Nice work.
I was going to say cockatoo.
Cockatoo. Let's try it. You got it, Aaron. Pass the ball. Name a noisy bird.
A budgie.
Let's see if it's there. First try. Lisa.
Parrot.
Let's try that. Noisy bird.
Seagull.
When they're fighting over your chips. Second strike. Whole family gets it for another steal. Tina, name a noisy bird.
I don't know much about birds. It's not a noisy bird, but I'm going to try and name you.
Let's try it. That's 3 strikes. You've got to try. You do have to try. Pole family. Matthew.
Magpie.
Kamaya.
I'm going to say rooster.
Yeah! Righto, you lot. Calm down. Aaron.
I grew up on a farm too, and I was going to say that, but...
You can say that if you think it's a strong answer.
I will say crow.
We do have roosters here in Australia, though, as well. Okay. But I like it. You're adding to the mix.
Give options. You're
nice man. You're giving the captain some great material to toss up.
Drove me nuts too when I was growing up, so I'm going to go with rooster.
Yes, we are. Nice one, Matthew. You are?
Minor.
Oh, yeah, minor bird. Raven. So, just missed out, but it's a close one. 42. Welcome to the game, guys. But the lead is still with the Power family on 60 right now. Double points time. So, give me Laura, give me Kamaya. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Apart from people... what do you see in an operating theatre? You bashed that thing with an inch of its life. But you weren't fastest. Laura was.
A surgeon.
Let's try it. Apart from people, what do you see? Apart from people, what do you see in an operating theatre?
An operating table.
Let's try that. Yeah. Pays to be fast, but it also pays to be right. Lisa.
A scalpel.
Let's try it. Good work. Apart from people, what do you see in an operating theatre, in it?
You see the, you know, the anaesthetic.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Let's give that a shot. First try.
Needle.
Not bad, not bad. Let's try. Not this time. Second strike. Power family gets it for a steal. Laura.
I don't know what it's called. The gas.
Oh, yeah.
The gas mask.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah. What about that? Laura, for all the smarty pants in the audience who went, ooh, don't know whether that's a great answer, you now have a free shot of going, ha ha.
Ha ha.
There you go. It's easy to play along at home. Lisa.
I've got monitors.
You'd have some monitors that have the
screens. Yeah.
To let them know whether they've been successful or not in the operation.
Exactly. It's kind of important.
Good news, Annette. You guys currently trailing on 42 right now, but only 2 left on the board.
OK.
Okay, what about lights?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Yes. What's number five, Tina, to give
it's
you guys
all on
the
me,
lead?
Isn't it? I'm thinking they need to be stitched back up again, don't they? Right?
I'm no doctor. I'm no Dr. Denya.
Look, I'm thinking that they do. Needle and thread, stitch. What would you call it? Needle and thread,
I think
stitch?
You've covered it. Let's give it a shot. Is that number five? No, it's not so close. Power family, if you can guess number five, you guys extend the lead, Matthew.
Hospital bed.
Kamaya.
Gloves.
Erin.
Well, I was army medic for 10 years, and the time that I spent in the theatre, what I didn't like seeing in there, but I did see a lot of, was blood.
Not a bad option. Yours to choose.
Yeah, I watch Grey's Anatomy a lot. And there's a lot of blood in the theatre. I'm going to go blood.
You're going to go blood?
Yeah.
Number five, give me blood. It pays to watch television. A clean sweep of the board. Power family jumped to 226. Red hot tonight. Of course, Family Feud's a lot of fun to watch at home, but, you know, you can also play along at home as well with our great online game. Just head to TenPlay for all the details and catch the highlights from the show there as well. Triple points when we come back tonight on The Feud. Who are our champs for several nights now, sitting on 42, but the Powell family doing a sterling job and 226 and enjoying themselves. The family gets the 300 points in this round. We get a chance of $10,000 in the fast money round. We're playing for triple points now. Give me Lisa, give me Matt. Let's go.
Or Token, as we call him, the Token Aussie on the team. Isn't that right, Matthew? That's right. Best of luck.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you do when you're anxious. Lisa?
Bite your nails.
Bite your nails. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We're going to play
it's the power round, the triple point round. So nice to be fast on the podium, good to be correct. You guys now have control of the competition at the moment. Name something you do when you're anxious.
Eat.
You eat. Good answer. Nice.
Tina, what do you do?
I don't do this, but some people might. Perspire.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe fidget. Maybe you can't keep still.
That's pretty good. Lisa, how about you?
Pace, up and down.
Excellent.
Yes. Going all right on that.
Going really well. Name something you do when you're anxious.
Look, like shake what I'm doing now. Shake your leg, just shake.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Not this time, Annette. I liked it though. Tina.
You have trouble breathing, so you... Take deep breaths.
Breathing. That sounds not bad.
Might have been feeling a little bit that way just then.
It's true.
Righto, two left on the board, and you know what? You guys are back in this.
You might stutter.
You might stutter. No, you're saying, yeah, stutter. You might hear it in your voice.
Second strike. Power family, get set.
Lisa.
Could you tap your fingers? Get a little worried, you start tapping away.
You get really strong nails.
Yeah, look, you know, I give it a good crack.
Let's see if it's there. That's three strikes. Power family. You can put our carryover champs away right now with the correct answer. Matthew.
Go for a drive.
Kamaya.
Sleep.
Erin. Who's buckled over the podium, deep in thought.
Banana.
Banana is clearly his safety word, everybody. Erin's just had a full freak out on national television. Would that be true, Erin?
Oh, terrible.
Two wonderful options to go with.
What were my options?
Kamaya?
Sleep.
Matthew, go for a drive.
When I'm
or
anxious.
Do you have something, Captain?
Oh, my goodness. When I'm anxious...
It's a big moment for you guys.
When I'm anxious, I cry.
When you're anxious and overwhelmed...
I cry with banana.
You cry. In a triple point round, he has done nothing to help you. You've ignored all of them. We'll go with crying.
We'll go cry.
Focus.
Is number 7 or 8 to close out this game and make you a brand new champs, crying. Oh! Right, the Petrocino family grab some points, take them to 276. This is what we were looking for. Neither team has made 300 points right now, which means we go to sudden death. So, team captains, let's solve this at the podium. There's only one answer on the board and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something that people use that needs charging. That was almost identical, but it goes to you, Annette.
Phone.
Is phone the top answer? Kamaya, you guys gave it a red hot crack. Token, well done. Well played, Matthew. Look, we had a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun?
I had the best time.
Yes, we did.
It went down to the sudden death moment and just missed it by that much, but you really did you guys proud. Fantastic score, too. Really well done. You won't be going home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, Australia's largest online travel agency, which is a great place to compare and book the best domestic and international travel. So happy holidaying. Yay. And you'll also be taking home... She's trying to stuff it in the shirt already. Our brand new Family Feud board game available on Selected Retail. Petrocino, who's doing fast money? Annette and Lisa, you've won $10,000 once. This is your fourth try now?
Yes.
So we're getting good at this. Let's go and win some more money. You start by heading back that way. We play for $10,000 in fast money next on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here on The Feud, so let's see if the Petrocino family can now win some cash. What a come from behind victory that was, Annette.
Wow.
Were you a little under the pump there for a while?
Very much so.
You were worried about the outcome?
Yeah.
It ended up pretty good. So you're champions once again. Now, if you and Lisa get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000 and take your tally to 20,000. Lisa's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. We'll give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Okay. Good luck, Annette. What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Alarm clock.
A form of transport you can walk around in.
Plane.
Name something you do when you're bored.
Eat.
Name something you look forward to in summer.
Going to the beach.
Name something you might skip.
A meal.
Excellent. How confident are you about those responses?
I think I did all right.
They felt good.
Yeah.
What gets you out of bed in the morning? You said alarm clock. Not bad. Survey says... Well, yes. Perfect. A form of transport you can walk around in, you said? A plane. Survey says 24. Name something you do when you're bored, you said? You eat. A little bit of a thing going on with you today.
I know.
Survey says 15. Fantastic. Something you look forward to in summer, you said? Going to the beach. I love this. Survey says.
That's pretty awesome.
You're well and truly over the 100 mark, so looking red hot right now. Name something you might skip, you said. Yep, yep, we're sticking with that theme. Meal services. Lisa, I think last time you won money was on your first night.
Yes.
Tonight, pretty happy to say, similar situation. You only need 49 points to get $10,000. So Annette has been simply sensational for you right now.
Well done, Annette. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but as you're the second player, it's a little harder. So, as you know, I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Annette's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Now, remember, the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Work.
A form of transport you can walk around in?
A bus.
Name something you do when you're bored.
Bite your nails.
Name something you look forward to in summer.
Swimming.
Name something you might skip.
A gym class.
Wow.
That was...
Pretty specific. Yeah, let's go. Right, here we go. What gets you out of bed in the morning? You said... Work does... Survey says... 10. Alarm clock was the top answer, so Annette had that. So we need 39 now. A form of transport you can walk around in, you said... Bus. Survey says 18. Train was the top answer. So we now need 21 for $10,000. Name something you do when you're bored. You said bite my nails. Survey says sleep was the top answer for that question. So we still need 21 points from these last two answers for 10,000. Name something you look forward to in summer. You said swimming. This feels good.
I hope.
Survey says. Annette had the top answer of beach. Swimming was the second highest answer, so well played. We need four now from this last answer. Just four.
Just four.
Just a measly four. Name something you might skip. You said. A gym class.
Skipped a few
minutes. Might skip it. I'll do it again later on. Which is just a lie, because you're never going to do it again later on. You're
going to skip it.
Yeah, completely ignore it. Is there four or more for $10,000 in this?
I think I went a bit specific, but let's try.
It was fairly specific, but does anybody else skip gym classes?
Yeah.
There's a fair bit of agreement out there. Let's hope they were surveyed.
Let's hope so.
We only need four. Here we go. Survey says...
None!
Meal was the top answer. You should have said, skip rope. Skip rope. And you would have